This is KUNC. When was the last time you sat down and wrote a letter? Not a text, not an email, but an actual piece of paper that you folded up, put into an envelope, sealed, and sent off with a postage stamp. If you're like most people, it's probably been a while. But KUNC's Stacy Nick found a place where you can take the time to write a letter.
On the first Sunday of each month, a little placeholder is put on several of the tables in the coffee shop at Wolverine Farm Letterpress and Public House in Fort Collins. It reads, "Table reserved for Letter Writing Club." Also on the tables, everything you'd need to write a letter, or type one. On an old-fashioned typewriter, Melissa Cox is writing a letter to a friend who's off at college.
Hi, Caroline. I'm writing this on a real typewriter. Isn't that exciting? I'm sorry that this is so messy. Apparently, typewriters are not easy to use. We all miss you so much. Fort Collins isn't the same without you here. I'm sure she'll love it. I know she misses our friend group a ton, and so I think it'll be special for her to receive something that's more than just a text message.
For the 16-year-old, this is admittedly a little bit about the novelty. But for her mom, Carrie, there's something about the intimacy of a letter.
The words matter, of course, but knowing that someone's actually touched that paper, I like that.
For friends Lindsay Brady and Carrie Levy, coming to the Letter Writing Club was an opportunity for them to connect with each other, even though they both live in Fort Collins.
Well, I saw it on Facebook, and I indicated that I was interested, and Carrie saw that, and then we decided to come together.
Generally, we think Facebook is bad, but I texted saying, see, sometimes it's good, useful.
You saw this on Facebook, and then you texted to come to an event for letter writing.
We'll FaceTime about it later.
For Levy, writing letters has been a welcome distraction. Her newborn has been in the NICU for the past 4 months. So on this day, she's writing a letter to her 4-year-old daughter.
And it says, "Dear Olivia, I'm so proud of the smart and kind person you are. Mommy loves you to the moon and back, as deep as the ocean, as tall as the mountains, as big as the world. Love, Mom."
She hopes her daughter keeps this letter, the way she kept letters when she was young.
When I was in 8th grade, and I have probably, if I could find it, a box of letters, we would go back and forth, like loose leaf lined paper. Oh my God, I forgot about that. Oh my God.
And there's the connection, because there's just something about letters, something that as we're talking, we realize we all have in common. Letters that you can unfold and read years later, they matter. Consider me inspired. Signing off fondly, Stacy Nick, KUNC.